Everybody's feeling all right out there today. Welcome to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. And it is May the 11th, 2021. Well, I just got through eating a big bunch of Mexican food. I had to undo my belt a little bit so I can sit here. Shouldn't do that. Anyway, we're still seeing the clash. We've got a big clash going on between the secular humanist Antichrist and the Christian worldview of things. And it's showing up in this vaccine business, and now with the segregation and apartheid for injections against the uninjected. And so we have the uninjected segregation from society. Well, I want to talk about this this clash, and I have some examples to show the difference in the viewpoints and why this stuff sticks out like a sore thumb. The secular humanists believe that the global pandemic or other cosmic events could destroy the world. Yeah, they've made a bunch of movies. I just watched Deep Impact the other night. This is a case of it, you know. And comparatively, the Christian believes that God does not and will not allow the destruction of the earth by man's negligence or ingenuity. And the secular humanist, Antichrist, believes that mankind must save the ecosystem of the earth. And man is viewed as a stressor that must compensate for the injury to the earth he constantly causes. Don't you hear that all the time? You know, we got to reduce our carbon footprint to zero. We just can't do anything. If we go out and if we barbecue something on the grill, we've added to the carbon footprint. So we have to go do some kind of penance, pay some tax for that. Well, the Christian, on the other hand, believes that mankind is made in the image of God and placed into the world that God made as an integral part of nature, as the superior over it, to act as steward of all things. Now, the secular humanist, Antichrist, on the other side, believes that scientists and experts are given authority to rule the world. And don't we see that? Boy, you talk that they don't care about the church or Christians or anything they think as long as they don't get involved in the scientist world, the observable cosmos. Christians are banished outside the observable cosmos, which, of course, there is nothing there. So as long as we are in charge of nothing, the scientist in charge of the observable cosmos, then we're okay. Well, anyway, the Christian, on the other hand, he believes that Christ Jesus is the king of the world and the cosmos and has ascended to the throne above the earth and all things in the cosmos. Now, the secular humanists, on the other side, believe that mankind and their elected are the rulers of the world and can set the requirements for life and society. The Christian, on the other hand, believes that Christ Jesus has been sent into the world by God and proven to be the Son of God by many miracles and his death, resurrection, and ascension. And on the other hand, the secular humanist believes that men decide what is good for all and the individual must conform to the will of the majority. Christian, on the other hand, believes that Christ Jesus has been given authority to rule the entire cosmos and all therein, and makes all nations conform to his will. And Christ gave his church authority to be stewards of all things until the return of Christ. Well, the secular humanist, on the other hand, believes, this is a new topic, that heroes are those who conform to mandates and leads others to conformity for safety. And boy, don't we see that today about this vaccine business, or this injection business? You know, the frontline heroes are nurses and doctors that are pumping this stuff into your arm, and those who are running around telling everybody to roll up your sleeves and get the injection and wearing the mask, and you know, let's do it for everybody. Everybody conform. That's what the hero is. Well, the Christian hero are those who defend life and liberty and the possessions of the people against even state tyranny and terrorism. And the secular humanists, they believe all government is good and its purpose is to harness people for their own good. Well, the Christian believes that governments are not eternal and can be dissolved, corrupted, and replaced. And the secular humanist believes that social engineers can determine the occupancy rating of the entire earth and remove the excess population. Like an elevator. You know, that they view the earth as an elevator. It has it can only pick up so many people and carry them to the next floor, or it crashes. Well, the Christians, on the other hand, believe that there is no occupancy rating on the earth, and all those born are God's children, made in his image, and all should be protected. And the secular humanist believes that some people are more important than others, as they are skilled and knowledgeable of the needs of mankind and what is best for them. The Christian, on the other hand, believes that all men are equal in the sight of God, as they all have equal access into the kingdom of God created by Christ Jesus by the door he opened in his death, resurrection, and ascension. Well, the secular humanists, they believe the more people there are, the more difficult to sustain the planet. Well, the Christian, on the other hand, he believes that the more people there are, the easier to work the earth and develop its resources. This was even talked about and expressed in Genesis and by John Locke in his Second Treatise of Government, published in 1689. Well, the secular humanists, they believe that the collective is more important than the individual. The common good, the common good is more important than the property of the individual. Christian, on the other hand, believes that each individual has the image of God and is equal to any other and cannot be sacrificed for the common good. A secular humanist believes that the greater good for the greatest number is the guiding principle. Christian, on the other hand, believes the preservation of the property of each individual, consisting of their life, liberty, and possessions, is the sole purpose of lawful government. The secular humanists believe that if government does not act to reduce the population and alter their DNA, then the world will perish and all people with it. The Christian believes that government does not have and cannot obtain lawful authority to reduce the population and alter the DNA of anyone, or make all people take a vaccine, or segregate those who refuse a vaccine. The secular humanist believes it is the very likely possibility that the earth and mankind will perish by global warming and pandemics unless scientists act now to prevent it. The Christian, on the other hand, believes the earth and the cosmos is preserved by God in spite of mankind, and the job of mankind is to protect the property of each individual, as each one contains or has the potential to contain God. The secular humanist believes that catastrophe is the result of the ignorant masses polluting the planet. The Christian believes that catastrophe only comes to those who are not redeemed and in the kingdom of God or heaven on earth at the return of Christ. The secular humanists fear death. Christians fear God more than man or death. The secular humanist believes that mankind lives on as he is now infinitely into space and time, living by his science. Yeah, there's one group that believes they live forever. The other one's scared to death he's going to die any second. The whole thing is going to go up in smoke. The Christian, on the other hand, believes that Christ returns to earth, and those that are in the kingdom on his return meet him in the air and travel the galaxies forever in the kingdom. Those who are not in the kingdom upon his return see Christ return as fire falling from heaven and casting them into the lake of fire or eternal darkness forever. Alone with knowledge of life, they cannot obtain. The Christian also prays for the redemption of all, including his enemy. And I do believe we should be praying for our enemies today, including those who want to inject us with this concoction they've come up with. Pray for their redemption, that they don't fear death anymore, that they get into the kingdom of heaven by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus. They actually repent and quit pushing their goods and their plans and their all these devious plans upon all the people in the world. Now, I have some examples. You might say, well, Ron, is there examples of this? Well, look at right on our own RBN site today. It says Chelsea Clinton at the Vatican. Vatican City, May 7, 2021. This is from LifeSite News. It says Chelsea Clinton has spoken out against freedom of vaccine critical speech at a Vatican conference dedicated to dialogue. Speaking during a pre-recorded online meeting, Clinton, 41 years old, responded to a question about so-called vaccine hesitancy regarding COVID-19 vaccines by saying that there must be a global effort to crack down on vaccine-critical social media posts. And they give a quote here from her. It says, quote, "I personally very strongly believe there has to be more intensive and intentional and coordinated global regulation of the content on social media platforms," unquote. Another quote, "We know that most popular video, we know that the most popular video across all of Latin America for the last few weeks that now has tens of millions of views is just an anti-vax, anti-science screed that YouTube has just refused to take down," unquote. And then it says here, Clinton added that anti-vaccine content created in the United States flourishes across the world by way of social media platforms. Her attempts to convince the managers of these sites to remove the material has not worked. Quote again, "We know that because I have tried, that appealing to the leadership of these companies to do the right thing has just not worked. So we need regulation." Well, excuse me, Miss Queen of the Cosmos. You're saying I can't get my way, and because of that, and I can't get my way and the way of those I serve, that the governments of the world must crack down on folks like me. Is that really lawful? What authority does she have to be doing that? So you don't do like I say, then we need government regulation on everybody to make them do what I say. I mean, that's called growing. I mean, is this not the daughter of royalty? I mean, I didn't know we had monarchies over here in America. And so that we have royal bloodlines, the royal Clinton bloodline. Well, that's nothing more than a secular humanist, you see, that you do what I think's best and best for the greater good, then we crack down on you. Well, here's an interesting story that ties in here. This is an older story, but it's revealing. This is also from the Vatican. This was released in 2004 on the New Guardian website, newguardian.com. It says, historians say Inquisition wasn't that bad. It says here, for centuries, people were burned at the stake, stretched to death, or otherwise tortured for failing to be Roman Catholic. But if researched, released by the Vatican is correct, the Inquisition was not as bad as one might think. According to the documents from Vatican archives relating to the trials of Jews, Muslims, Cathars, witches, scientists, and other non-Catholics in Europe between the 13th and 19th century, the number actually killed or tortured into confession during the Inquisition was far fewer than previously thought. How interesting. Estimates of the number killed by the Spanish Inquisition under Sextus IV, authorized in a papal bull in 1478, excuse me, was ranged from 30,000 to 300,000. Some historians are convinced that millions died. But according to this professor of the Roman Catholicism, or the history of it, at the, I can't say the name, Sapienza University in Rome, he estimates that only 1% of the 125,000 people tried by the church tribunals were actually executed. Well, you know, that's a lot less. That's about 2,750 less deaths than reported to the CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System related to the COVID-19 vaccines in the United States. So, actually, this vaccine program is about four times lethal as the Spanish Inquisition. We don't hear any outrage from the government or the universities or colleges or schools about that. Now, when I was going to school, I heard a lot about that, about the Spanish Inquisition. Everybody's familiar with Galileo, and you know what they were trying to make him say, the sun wasn't the center of the solar system. But the earth was. And so anyway, you can see that, okay, government grants our rights to assemble as a privilege. Now, that's the next thing coming up. I don't know if we're going to have time to get into all of this one, but yeah, here it comes. Here comes our break. And I got a couple of more of these, and then we'll get some phone calls. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I'm going to cover that just a minute here because I just remembered that song. This is pretty appropriate for our day and time. I'm just going to read you the lyrics here so we make sure we get them here. You just heard it. Oh, a storm is threatening my very life today. If I don't get some shelter, oh, yeah, I'm going to fade away. Wow, isn't that? Does anybody identify with that? We need some shelter, don't we? We need some shelter from tyranny. We need shelter from terrorism. This is unlawful government that we're feeling. This isn't individuals. That we're feeling concerted group efforts to overthrow the liberty of mankind. Then, well, I know where the shelter is, and I know how you can get it. And what does he say? War. This is Mick Jagger, the Rolling Stones. War, children, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Well, isn't that a fact today? A shot. You know, get your shot. Take the shot. That's what Walgreens says. Take a shot. Good. We've already got a caller. We're going to take them at the after this break coming up. So see the fire is sweeping our streets today. Burns like a red coal carpet. Mad bull lost its way. War, children, is just a shot away. And then the lady comes in singing, rape, murder, it's just a shot away, it's just a shot away. Then Mick comes back and a flood is threatening my very life today. Gimme shelter or I'm going to fade away. War, children, it's just a shot away. Then the last part of this song is, I tell you love, sister, it's just a kiss away. It's just a kiss away. All right. How appropriate. The shot is a war. It's a war against your life, liberty, and possessions. The sole purpose of government is to protect your life, the individual, not the group, not the whole thing. It's to protect the life, liberty, and possessions of each individual. And your health, what you take as a medicine or your medications or whatever treatment that you take is not a question of the majority or the greater number or the greater good. It is a question of what you want to do about your health. If you don't want to take a vaccine or take a particular medical thing, you don't have to. And that's your right to refuse. And the government cannot put you in quarantine because you've decided not to do that, to refuse a vaccine. So this is what, and so what is it when somebody sticks you with something or says, you can't be in society unless we stick you and we stick this stuff in your body. Isn't that rape? Isn't an unconsented injection, can't you consider that in a way rape? Yeah, isn't this whole injection warfare going on? That's really rape against you. And murder? Haven't people died? Isn't it? There's been a lot of reports of deaths associated with this COVID-19. In fact, about four times as many as the Spanish Inquisition, as we just read. So, when are we going to have lawful government in America where the property of the individual consisting of life, liberty, and possessions is protected against all comers? Well, we're going to find out, and we're going to take some calls right after this next break. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Take a look around. It is a gray sky on the times. We can read the signs of the times. And I'd like to go ahead and take Pat from Texas. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, you're doing such a good job. I kind of hate to say anything, but you brought out the Inquisition and all of that. I'll tell you who did the most to expose that to everybody and the gospel, including, was a guy named Jack Chick. He's born in 1924. I think he died at the age of 97. But anyway, he is a cartoonist, and he his stuff is collector's items. You can actually go on the internet and read it all, I think. But it's still buy it, but it was a little on the expensive side, you know, for people to look at and throw in the garbage. So they got companies now that make similar things to that. One of them is called World Missionary Press Incorporated. Colorful little track. And they give them away. So once you send a whole batch of them to a country in about 10 years, they'll be shipping more there than any place in the world.
Wow.
So everybody's got to hear the gospel, and you're doing your good job.
Well, but thank you, Pat.
I would give I look for this guy on Conservapedia, not Wikipedia.
Okay, what is the guy's name, the cartoonist again?
Jack Chick. It's like
Jack
it
Chick.
C-H-I-C-K.
Okay, all right. Well, very good.
Raised my kids on them. Had the schools taken them away from them because all the other kids wanted to give them away. It's kind of it's hard not to read them.
Yes, well.
It's like the Buster Brown booklets. The Buster Brown booklets and the shoes. Remember the little round little things? The little. And other people put out stuff, too. They used to put out stuff where you could learn the scripture while you're sitting at the bus stop or something.
Well,
the Navigator.
Cool.
I don't know if they still exist. But
yes.
That's what we need. We need to do what you're saying.
Well, we know if we really knew where the shelter was, we do have shelter. That's Jesus Christ. And we obtain eternal life. We never die from it. And that gives us a better perspective of the world, the planet, the solar system. This stuff is maintained by God. We're not going to be able to maintain the solar system and how long days are and what all of this stuff. And that's not our job. We're just put here to live with one another, to protect one another, and to love one another. And that's what the whole thing is about. It's not the preservation of the cosmos. We didn't make it. God made it, and He knows how to manage it. So, in fact,
right.
When I say God made it,
Jesus
Himself made it.
We try to play God.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, some of these I'm going to tell you these secular humanist antichrists that are wanting to save the world. Is if they knew how in the first place, if they were in Christ, they would ease up on that. They wouldn't be fretting about this. So there must be some other more. Let's even take the worst case scenario. Let's take the worst people there are out there that we can imagine. That would not be just a guy that's scared of things cosmos or something happening to the planet. He's actually figured out how to manipulate people through fear, and his whole thing is to control the earth and manage the people of it. And so that really would be the worst kind. He's not really afraid of God. He doesn't fear anything. He just wants to rule and ruthlessly, or however he wants to, all things. And he uses thoughts of the destruction, the sun burning out, the earth, a meteor crashing into the earth, the polar caps melting, you name it. It's just on and on and on about how all this stuff's going to collapse. Well, let's even take his case. The worst case scenario. We ought to even pray for that guy, because what he's going to have ultimately, it ain't worth it. Even if he was successful at running the entire planet and the solar system, he'd still be in a world of hurt. With on the return of Christ, it's going to be damnation forever, and that's intolerable. You will be tolerating the intolerable. So anyway, let's pray even for our worst enemy. Yes, Pat.
Humanism was declared a religion in the Supreme Court. So when you let them teach that in school, you're violating the very thing that they're saying now. Is that, whatever.
Yes.
Thinking of a minion that's got
I think we should at some point identify the doctrines of these people. So, see, with the problem with the secular humanist religion, they don't have a book that contains all their doctrines, and it's not really cohesive, and these things are just, they kind of permeate society in all these little fragments. So it's kind of hard to put your finger on. It's not like they have a Bible. You know, Christians have a Bible. If you want to find out the doctrines of Christianity, you get one book. It's called the Bible. Well, you know, you can't do that with secular humanism. They've got all these fragments all over everything. But anyway, thanks for calling, Pat. Would you like to say any more?
Okay. Well, what they did is first they went into the seminaries and they convinced people that the Bible wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah,
they took away the Bible with the preachers, and the preachers is saying, "Yeah, that's what they taught," and nobody's going to God and asking Him.
Yeah, that's a real shame. What has happened with the pastors and their seminaries and all that? It's gone down so far. Yeah, there's many pastors that really don't understand the gospel. They're not in the kingdom. They don't even understand it. I've met some of them. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. We need to pray for all of those people. They're in a world of hurt. And of course, doesn't help the planet when the ministers don't know what to do.
God doesn't change. And I, when all these people say, well, all that God talking to people was back. Oh, I said, well, what exact day did He stop talking? And they can't answer it.
Yeah. Well,
they leave.
I believe He's been moving a whole long. There's a song about it. He's been moving a whole long time. Yeah, that's an Andre Crouch song. I love that stuff. Anyway, well, thanks for calling, Pat. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, you did a really good job. I mean, I said, yeah. I hope this is not a rerun. I hope you tell him. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat. Okay. Hey, Mark, are you with us? Are you there, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, Ron, I thought I'd call into your show today. I just got off a painting ladder.
Good.
Then
Take a break.
I got to bury my face in a computer and finish an article for American Free Press. But, yeah, good stuff. There is, however, a humanist manifesto. And
yeah, where right is that?
Somewhere in my office.
Okay.
How do we get hold of it? Well, maybe for next week when we do a show together, I'll find that. I also have a rebuttal to it.
Oh, okay.
That somebody created.
Great.
So there was a humanist manifesto and a rebuttal to it. It's not a Bible. It is some semblance of an organization of their creed, just like Karl Marx had the communist manifesto, which was actually ghostwritten for a bunch of monopoly capitalists that wanted to use communism to control competition. But Frederick Engels, who assigned Marx the manifesto, was a businessman, not a communist. But
I see.
Anyway,
who's it written by? Do you know the author, or is it just one man, or is it edited, or what is that?
Without looking, I want to say a well-known humanist named Paul Kurtz had a lot to do with it. K-U-R-T-Z, Paul Kurtz.
Okay.
He was big in the. What they call the free thinkers movement back a few decades, which included Madeline Murray O'Hare.
Oh, yeah.
Who challenged prayer in schools, as we know. And Netflix did a big tribute movie about her, kind of a documentary movie, honoring Madeline Murray O'Hare, whose life actually fell apart. And just like Karl Marx was a chronic alcoholic. At any rate, there is a humanist manifesto. And so I'll have to dig that up. We'll have to kind of poke through that a little bit. I have a feeling we'll find a lot that helps explain their COVIDocracy and their vaccine regime.
Yes. Well, apparently they've taken our rights and converted them into what they think are privileges. let's say this, there's a White House. Let's see, this is off of COVID, the COVID coordinator. He's quoted as saying, this guy's name is Jeff Zients. And he's quoted as saying, let's keep up our guard. Let's follow the CDC guidance. And the CDC guidance across time will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask. Can you believe it? Privileges. It's a privilege to take off our mask.
The thing about humanism, the hopeless thing about humanism, is that there's no way around the fact that whoever has the guns and badges rules like the law of the jungle. There's no such thing as equality before God or equality before the law. They say they have all these ideals. They have no ideals. They have no basis on which to build ideals. They have nothing. All they have is to rule or be ruled. Whoever has the muscle and the guns and the badges rules. That's humanism.
It's a constant state of war. It's a constant state of war with both man and God. That's where they end up. So everything they do is diabolical and done for the wrong reason. Are you going to hang on, Mark? We got another caller. I'd like to take him on and see what he's got to say. Michael from Tennessee. You there?
Hello. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Michael. Good to hear from you.
I just say this. I agree with Pat. You're knocking home runs today, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I like to knock a home run. Oh, that's good.
Listen, these radical atheists and anti-crafts, I've tried to think about them and what makes them tick. You know, everything they do is subjective. There's nothing objective in their life. It's all subjective.
Yes. So you broke up on some of that, Michael, so I couldn't understand quite what you said. Could you repeat some of that?
I said that these Antichrist people, they are all subjective.
The Antichrist, Antichrist is what you said. The Antichrist people. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. They all operate from a subjective point of view. There's nothing in the realm that is objective. There's no moral absolutes with them. That's another way of saying it.
Yeah, they're not very logical. It really is revealing, because what it shows is that all it is what they want to do. They have a design, they want to impose it, and that's really all there is to it. They don't have any principle which says, well, I can do this part of the design, but I can't do that part of the design, because that's unlawful. That violates principles. When you don't have principles, there's no such thing as violating something. So that's where they're at. They can't violate anything.
Well said. Well, I'll get off here and let somebody else call in, but you're doing a bang-up job today. I love it.
Well, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. All right, Mark, what do you think about that?
Well, that's absolutely right. When you don't have any foundation for, like, the origins of the universe, and you just say that it was born accidentally through, like, the Big Bang, and everything is just hocus pocus, the blind forces of nature, then to fill a vacuum and form a government, it's just going to be based on raw power. There's no basis for, at least no dependable basis for, like, the brotherhood of man or any kind of relationship above and beyond to rule or to be ruled, to be in charge and to be the subject. That's it.
Yes.
I mean, that's all there could ever be. And so then we have a government where the government, instead of being a interposing ally with the citizens that prevents any one person or any one group of persons or prevents any combination of persons, public or private, from dominating society. Instead of government doing that prevention, it teams up with public and private combines and forms this all-enveloping power that dominates over everyone. The government,
yes.
Any government worth the name government is supposed to do the exact opposite of that. They're supposed to prevent combinations and cartels and collusions where any one person or group of persons or any one nation or group of nations or any one company or group of companies can dominate society. It's like a referee in a game. If a referee is objective, he'll referee fairly, and he will not let either team unfairly dominate or change the rules or move the goalposts.
Absolutely, Mark, and we're going to cover this on other shows as well. But everybody hang in there. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Rich boy, right there in my hand, and I can't stand the thing. Well, it's all that I got.
Wow. If I heard that right, $1 million worth of debt notes. I'm going to have to listen to that more carefully sometime. But are you still with us, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to say that, I think you've hit something. You called me this morning to kind of express it, and I thought you've put your finger on something that we need to develop, and that not only is lawful government for the protection of the life, liberty, and possessions of each individual as its sole purpose, you've added to it that is to prevent domination from any sex or groups or combinations of people or even an individual. And that is right. And we need to show how that is true and how that can be applied to today. And even in John Stapmiller's advertisement we just did, at one point he says, you can't go where your mind has not been. And, of course, that was being applied to firearms and knowing how to operate them and that kind of thing. But it also applies to government and society. If you haven't used your mind to construct a proper society within your mind about what that is and protecting your life, liberty, and possessions, if you don't know these principles, we're talking about principles, you can't go there. We will never get to a society where our life, liberty, and possessions are protected and there's no domination by the cartels and media cartels and all these things which we are presently enduring. If we don't understand the principles, we cannot be free from it. And even though...
Absolutely,
go ahead.
Ron. Yeah, we'll leave it at that, of course. The show's wrapping up, but we'll, ladies and gentlemen, we'll cover this much more both on my Stop the Presses show and more on Ron's Search for Lawful Government show to explain how government is supposed to be the referee of the game. Imagine a referee, Ron, that runs onto the field and tackles the guy with the ball. All of a sudden, the referee is no longer the objective interposer to make sure that things run smoothly and fairly, just that not directly but indirectly by providing the infrastructure and providing some semblance of rules and regulations, necessary rules and regulations, suddenly he is now a biased participant who has taken sides. So once the referee tackles the guy with the ball, that's the end of the social contract.
Yes. Well, we'll get into that in more shows, and thanks for tuning in, folks, and tune in next time. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
You bet.
Good show.
All right. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.